Firstly, what does the phrase one in a 100 year event actually mean? Does it mean we literally see these ones only cropping up once a century?
No. Anything but. It's about as far from the understanding that you see an event once a century as you can get. What a one in 100 year event is an event that has a probability of occurring with a 1% probability of occurring each year. So if you have a one in 100 year event in 2021, there's a 1% chance of it happening in 2022. Absolutely do not ever think that a one in 100 year event occurs once in 100 years. It's not what it means at all. And it actually leads to a whole suite of perverse outcomes where people can be really surprised when they're flooded, for example, in 2021, and then are flooded again in 2024. That's perfectly consistent with how these systems work, but it's not what people hear when they hear one in 100.
Something with that one percentage, though, if it's that low of a percent, what does it feel to us, at least as a layperson perspective, that these are coming up again and again with more frequency?
There's a deep psychology to that. It's the same psychology as myself growing up in the United Kingdom. I do not remember it ever raining on holidays. I always remember the sun shining and it being warm. And now, it wasn't, but my memory tells me it was. And that tells us that our memories are not an accurate reflection of what actually happened. We filter out the bad stuff, if you like. Now, in the case of extreme events, there are some extreme events that are unquestionably becoming more common. For example, heat waves and extended periods of extreme heat are unquestionably becoming more common. And in addition, extreme rainfall events that occur on a timescale of an hour are intensifying. So if you can imagine torrential rain occurring in a one-hour period, as we move forward in time, the amount of rain that's falling in that 1 hour is increasing. And those both have linked with global warming. What isn't clear is whether there are trends in sorts of events that New South Wales experienced a week or so ago, where you've got sustained rain over multiple days. We cannot link that event to global warming, but we can say that as a result of global warming, there was more moisture in the atmosphere with the potential to precipitate or to fall as rain. So it's a very complicated story, and it's really hard to get people's heads around these things. But for most major events, the one in 100s, we don't have a long enough history of observations to definitively say whether they're increasing or not. We can for heat waves and extreme rain, but we can't say for the sorts of events that New South Wales experienced recently.
Although in that case, given what we are observing, can we or should we be changing our math on this situation in terms of the 1% or the once in 100 years sort of rhetoric?
So it depends what kind of system you're talking about. But if you're thinking about flooding, which is obviously front and center at the moment, if rainfall intensifies or as rainfall continues to intensify, there is an increased risk of the kinds of events that we saw. And therefore, yes, we absolutely should be planning for more events of that kind by building resilience. For example, being really careful, as I think I heard the minister say a few days ago, Minister Stokes, that we need to be really, really careful about building on floodplains, for instance, because I think the word floodplain tells you everything you need to know. But just as a anecdote, I was up in Queensland before COVID, and I was up on some of the far north Queensland, and you could tell how old the houses were by the way they were built. The old houses that were built 75, 100 years ago were all on stilts, the new houses were built into the ground. That's not a really good adaptation to flooding or a trend towards worse flooding. In other words, I think we have forgotten what the Australian climate's like when it comes to flooding, and I think it partly relates to this 2100, as you started with. People, even well-educated people, believe that that language of a 1 in 100 is something you can cope with. If your house floods once in 100 years, it's not a bad gamble. They don't necessarily appreciate that you can get three of those 1 in 100-year events in the next 5 years. And we do need to change the language to understand that risk more carefully and adapt to that risk by very, very careful planning.
Well, Andy, do appreciate you joining us on this one. As you say, these things are forefront of the mind right now. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.